button pressed. Rapport's episode 71 begins.
Dun dun! Hi, welcome to, as stated, Grips Wars. I'm Beth, and I'm running for Ellie and Crash and Eo. And what happened last time?
We got all of the chemical supplies we needed. Sorry.
I actually did my job. Some other people were having fun.
I would like to meet those people.
You were having fun. You had to throw things into other things.
Yes, but then I had to strangle a womp rat, and that was not fun.
Well, I had to hold a shelf up with my, not bare hands, but my own hands. Not someone else's hands, and certainly not the Force's hands.
While you're saying this, I'm pretty sure canonically we ended the session with Ran using the Force's hands to carry a lot of boxes.
Uh-huh.
He may or may not be juggling them with the Force. Slowly. It's a Ferris wheel of boxes. A Force Ferris wheel.
Forces? No.
Ran and Sanoni murdered a number of infected womp rats. I didn't murder a handful of potentially infected, what are they, Kowakian monkey lizards?
Mm-hmm.
And instead gathered chemicals and gave them all my food, but in fairness, it was actually Rand's food. And now we are on our way back to the doctor whose name I don't remember, but on whom I am still keeping up some kind of a shield that I've just discovered I know how to do, which means
you
I'm rolling all of my four skills at a penalty until we get back.
Mm-hmm. You were trying to shield her from the issues. Dr. Vodira.
Vodira. That's right. And yes, I'm trying to shield her from the worser effects of the plague.
As I recall, it did seem to help her a little bit.
Well, let's hope it continues to do so.
So, you're in the hallway. You have all of the crates. You get to decide which direction you're going to go to get back to the lift that you left.
The lift on the left?
Do we?
You can retrace your steps or you can decide to go the long way and investigate the rest of the station if you want. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just being obnoxious.
The lift is on the left, and the vessel with the pestle has the pellet with the poison.
Why are we poisoning somebody?
We're Sith and accountants. Aston answered.
We're Sith in space.
Ran opens up his data pad, loads up the map, and uses the fast travel icon to go back to our ship.
No.
You cannot fast travel while there are enemies nearby.
Right.
They're friendly. We have the same taste in food.
Well, you're in quadrant 3, and the lift is in quadrant 2, so retracing your steps would actually be the faster way. You never have, however, gone back to get your spacesuits, as I recall, which were in quadrant 1.
I want my spacesuit.
Well, let's do that then. Which way do we have to go to get to quadrant 1?
Let's see. You are currently in quadrant 3. You are basically, if I am gathering the map correctly, the quickest way would be if you go in a straight line out the wall. But there's the whole issue about not having a spacesuit.
Okay, straight line out the wall. I got this.
No. No, no.
Dag nabbit, no. That was a really good roll. I made it by 13. I create a tunnel of air.
No.
Held together by the force.
I think you'll have to get a little bit higher success
I think
rate
I'd have
than
to,
that.
I think I would need a success made by 20.
At least. At least.
Considering I'm rolling 3d6 to do it, that would be one heck of a crit. Okay, the question is, are we going to the left or the right? We came from the right.
Yes, you came from the right. You have basically murdered pretty much everything that was in your way.
So if we go to the left, we might find more things to murder.
Yes.
You're carrying boxes. No more murdering until we put the boxes where they belong. We can't get any more.
I'd have to put the boxes down to do more murdering, so I agree.
Says Ran with a little halo of boxes following him around.
The question was, how do we get to Quadrant 1?
I think we have to go through... We have to go back the way we came and go through Quadrant 2, or no?
Okay.
Yes, that would be the way that you have definitely cleared out most of the less wandery monsters. If you go through the other quadrant, you would go through an area you have not been in.
Which means we'd likely have to murder more things.
Let's see. Is there anything that's liable to jump you there? No, I will just load up Quadrant 1 and 2 and put you in the correct spot for it as soon as I grab your little characters and move them over here.
I guess my question was, are we walking all the way back through to in the direction of the right, or is it the case that if we open the door on the left, suddenly we'll be in Quadrant 1?
If you open the door...
No. And no, I got my answer.
Okay, good. You got your answer. Okay, good. I wasn't sure. Let me activate this one.
Whee!
Remember where you parked.
Map change.
Remember.
By the way, apropos of nothing, I've learned that there's a thing called a white womp weasel, and it is adorable in a very ugly way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They were on sale and may still be on sale. I don't know when the sale stops. So I bought one.
Well, it will probably have stopped by the time of the recording.
Well, yeah, that's by the time this goes live.
They may have not put it on sale again, for all I know.
I'd have to check, but this might be going live in August, so...
Well, if you're in August listening to this, then you can go to the cartel market and check whether the white womp weasel is on sale, because we don't know. We're not in the future. I mean, what do you think we are? Sears?
I thought we were Macy's.
We don't have precog.
And I don't have a mace.
Oh, we're Boskovs.
We do have a boss.
I award one luck point to EO.
Oh, that silence was you laughing. Yes.
Discord might not have picked it up, but I was losing it.
That silence was multiple people laughing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I'm awarding you one luck point.
Oh, Discord, I do wish that you could understand what laughter was. The hall exists. The locked and smoking door is, well,
locked
it's
and smoking.
Smoking a little bit less. Yeah, it's smoking a little less. It's been a while. Ran is possibly going to have to load all of the boxes by floating them and himself in, and let me just amuse myself very, very briefly by doing a roll just because I feel like it. Oh, no, let's not do that until it's a public roll. No, it has to be a private roll.
Ran is going to be waiting outside said charred and smoking door.
Okay. For people to catch up, or...
Yes. And Tuxa specifically.
I hadn't realized I was lagging.
I mean, we don't have to move on the little map if we don't want to. It's just fun to have.
Also, half the time Antuxa's invisible, so Rand's not entirely sure.
You can't see Antuxa. Is she lagging, or is she just right there and invisible?
There has undoubtedly been more than one moment in this arc where Rand was just assuming Antuxa was invisible, and then he turns and looks, and she was right there. He just wasn't looking in the same direction that Antuxa was in, so he assumed, can't see Antuxa, Antuxa invisible.
What do you mean, wherever you are? I'm right here.
Yes, but I didn't know that at the time.
I'm wearing bright purple.
Yes, but I can't see through the back of my skull to see the bright purple. Now, the outfit you wore 3 days ago, that one I could see through the back of my skull. But also, it had lights woven into it.
Yes, it's part of my charm.
I'm not complaining. I actually thought that I cast a very nice shadow based on the lights you were giving off. But that's besides the point. The point is, before I forget what the point was, yes, our friend, on the other side of this door here. I don't suppose you have a way of judging how far gone they might be at this moment.
No. No, I don't.
Missed by three. The...
Antuxa walks up to the door, puts her fingertips to her temples, concentrates very hard, and then reaches out and knocks three times.
After a long moment, there are three answering knocks.
Not that far gone.
How are you holding up, friend?
There's a sound on the other side of the door that sounds vaguely like someone just sort of slowly drawing clawed hands, appendages down the side of the door.
We found something that might help you, but it needs to be prepared. We'll be back.
There's an indistinct sound from the other side, which might be communication, might not be. A little hard to tell.
Right. Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Brand.
Go over to the elevator. Let's
I'm wondering if I should maybe wait here. Just
in case he breaks out and goes rampaging?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay. I trust your judgment.
As do I. And on that note, we're probably going to have to go up the elevator one at a time because of the boxes. Because someone needs to go up with the boxes to unload them.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So, we say our farewells.
Who doesn't have to personally do the lifting?
We say our farewells, and then one of us awkwardly stays here anyway.
I will activate it just because I like activating the different maps, because it's fun.
So, we don't have to do the puzzle where there's a scorpion, a frog, and a fox that all need to cross the river. But you can't put all three of them in the boat at the same time. Okay.
No. Fortunately, you can maybe cram yourselves in if Sen doesn't come. But all the boxes are a bit of a problem. And, well, it's a good thing that there's a little spot that you can put them right in. You get up to the ship. It's quiet. You mutter things about too quiet to yourselves, probably.
I like how there's a Sen on this ship anyway, but they're right on top of the holographic projector thing. So it's just hollow Sen.
Yes. Yes. It's like when you have the conversations and you can't bother, you aren't bothering to make it to where the conversational NPC is. So you just hold a call in. Yeah, it's like that. That's why I put Sen's icon there.
I hate these space Zoom calls. They're always so tedious. Can you hear me now? Hello. One second. I'm going to disconnect and reconnect. Let's see if that works. Oh, found the problem. It wasn't you. My headset was unplugged the whole time. Now, don't I feel silly? Hello? I think we disconnected.
Don't forget the filters. I am not a Wookiee.
And I am ready to proceed with this legal battle.
Yes.
Counterpoint. Raw.
You get your stuff together. You bring up the boxes. You get through there. The ship does not appear, as you walk through, to have been torn up. The door to the medical bay is firmly closed. You can check the security thing, which I assume you left running, the security holo.
Yeah, we had it set to point out the most violent being within range of the sensors, which is why Sen is actually being shown. Sen's number one. Sen's number one. Go home, team. Go home, team.
Dr. Vadira is still in the med bay and appears to have had the thing process and is just sort of slumped on the chair that's at the desk. It's looking extremely still, like she's mid-transformation, but has not actually fully transformed. Which is about how she looked before.
So, not maybe looking worse.
Not looking worse. You can try to, you get to decide whether you want to open the door and shove things through, or...
Rand's gonna knock on the door. Or use whatever beeping thing if knocking on the door would require telekinesis' other role to have enough force to be heard through the bulkhead. I don't know how sturdy this ship is built. And Rand doesn't intend to bend the door with the knocking.
There is a...
I'm sorry, I distracted the GM.
And the players, because we're all reading what you wrote. I read the last line.
Going to have to read that one. Yes, Sen, I'm going to read what Eo typed. Sen is, by the way, staying so they can try to talk to the poor rat ghoul apprentice. Not about anything in particular, just figure that isolation is worse for trying to hold on. So, we can
They are willing to go with it as a precautionary measure in case the apprentice goes berserk and tries to break out. They do not really want to say aloud why they were actually
feeling sorry for the
yeah.
Mm-hmm. From inside the room comes a I think you can open the door. You should probably be wearing a breath mask if you're not. I don't know if I'm contagious.
Well,
and I'm not sure what test to run.
Good to hear. For the parts that are good, understood for the parts that are not. Rand is going to open the door, put in the supplies, and close the door again, because having the conversation through the wall seems to be working just fine, thank you. Not that Rand is worried,
whatever, yeah.
But it seems to make them feel calmer to not have a potential target in front of them. And Rand is very much aware that he presents himself as a potential target frequently. Uh-huh. Possibly due to antics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do get a sort of... She seems to have a reflex sort of twitch like a predator. You know, just, movement. And you get a brief glimpse of her clutching at the seat arms, and it takes her a moment after you've closed the door to get up and go get the items. And then very slowly and somewhat... She has not had her coffee times 10, but she is working on loading the items into the appropriate insert points for the ship, the ship synthesizer.
Also, I have a question, and you are our resident doctorate at the moment.
For what? That's worth. She stops trying to fumble things around while you're talking.
Look, you still know how to synthesize this. For whatever you've lost.
Barely.
You still know more than I do.
Ugh.
Well, about this, if we start talking about taxes, that's going to be another story entirely. But never mind.
Taxes?
Long story, I'm from Sphere of Logistics. That's besides the point.
She spends about 15 seconds at least just absolutely cackling. Sitting down on the floor, cackling about taxes and, of course, and didn't pay taxes, and doesn't that just figure, and a few other things. Eventually it dies down, and she just sort of sits there holding one of the packets of thing. Of compound.
Feeling better now?
I don't know. You were asking something, right?
Yes. I'm right. Very glad that I amused you.
Texas.
Is injection the only way to administer your preventative? Could it be aerosolized?
Maybe. It won't fix them. It was supposed to keep me from... Turning like this,
you spent some time
only slowed
without
it, down.
It.
I thought I was going to die. I set the oxygen to minimum I thought I was dying, and then I woke up, and everything was strange. It is like thinking through mud. The food was good.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that. Rand's going to look around to see if anyone else heard this conversation with an I told you so look on his face.
The food was good. Well, it was food. It might have to be a rather thick mist, or, well, the thicker the better. Just don't drown. A sedative and injection might be more workable. Aerosolized sedative. There were stores of it, of course. Security, minimum.
A lot of things that were stored on that station are no longer viable. We brought you everything we could.
Yes, good, yes. If you aerosolize a dose, you'd have to fill the area unless you mean like a mask over the nose and mouth.
I'm not sure how amenable our target would be to that. We found somebody else who is not completely gone, but
amazing.
They're holding on. The physical transformation seems to be nearly complete, if not all complete. But their mind is still in there.
My mind's here a bit, except for the part that wants to go screaming and tearing things apart and curl up in the darkness. Can you turn the lights down in here? I can't seem to figure out how to make it anything except bright or dark. And dim. Dim would be nice.
Apparently someone's taken the dimmer switch and torn it off the wall. That is not canon. That is not canon.
Nope.
I think this conversation's been going on for a while. What's everyone else doing?
Ah, good point. And Tuxa, did you go up to the ship after all, or did you figure that Rand could handle it with an open comm and you'd go get the spacesuits?
I'll go get the spacesuits.
Okay. Let me switch to it for just my own. Okay, that's that set of spacesuits. There's that and that and that. And I will drag Antuxa. Oh, that's the trick. If I drag Antuxa all the way through the walls before I switch to this one.
No, Rand wouldn't do that. He only does that to opponents.
I will activate this map for entertainment. There's the blotchy, all of the suits piled up close to where you came in.
I will fold them up neatly and stack them and place the helmets on top of one another and pick them all up and carry them very carefully back to Sam.
Just for grins, give me a dex roll.
But I don't want to.
Oh, ow. Ow. That's a 15.
As far as you can tell, nothing living notices how many times the helmets, mostly Sen's being the extremely difficult one to balance, fall off and clatter around before you can get it back.
This whole adventure is the Antuxa physical comedy hour.
Oh.
I mean, oops. The critical failure bit got in there, and well, I mean, physical stuff is not your strongest point. That you're the Sork type. Fortunately, there were no Sleens that decided to try to mess with you, so you know, you get back and no one sees that things have been going on.
No one you see sees.
And the Sleens don't count.
The Womp Rats are made up, and the Sleens don't count.
Oops, why is it?
I love when the GM makes a private roll and then says whoops.
Sen, you're not sure if talking is helping or not because you're occasionally getting grouchy noises from behind, but they at least do seem to be grouchy noises in the sense of responsive grouchy noises as opposed to just generically angry grouchy noises.
You hear an agreeable grouchy noise when you say, if I wasn't supposed to cut the leg off, then why was he floating right there?
Possibly. It's clear if the thing behind the door likes being talked to, but it at least does appear to be comprehending most of what you're saying, which is good, maybe? Anyway, cut back to Antuxa briefly. You've got the things there. You finally got them balanced. You can come down the hallway with the dignity of someone who is carrying a lot of suit stuff.
Yes, and I will stop by the elevator.
And plonk it all down. Probably.
Probably. Set it down. I do still have some dignity. Not a lot, but some.
It is possible that you did, at one point, have to put your suit hood helmet on top of your own head again to balance everything. But, you know, no one who matters is going to see this, and Sen is busy watching the door. Is there anything else that the people on the station want to be doing at this moment, or cut back to what Ran is doing?
I'm waiting for Sen to be done. And whenever Sen is done, I will be happy to turn over their spacesuit.
Thanks. I'm waiting for Ran to show back up with stuff.
Ran, after a bit, you can get a... what is actually more of her providing you with the search terms for the things that you would need to know about aerosolizing the compound, as opposed to her telling you how to do it. It's more of the, you know, the computer knows there's search terms. Here are the search terms.
And I've joked about it, but Ran would likely not be thinking, I'll just use telekinesis other to aerosolize this. I've done it before. Ran is thinking that he's going to have to be using telekinesis other possibly to restrain someone. And penalties are penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I use the search terms. I figure out how I can synthesize something that I can basically aerosolized, weaponized. Imagine, if you will, I am going to have a spray bottle to spray in the Rakul, not quite turned Rakul's face, and go, no, bad, down.
It will use up some of the precious chemicals that you just brought back.
Well, that was one of the reasons why we went to get precious chemicals.
True.
So what role do I need to make to do this? Or is it just, you tell the computer to do it?
Give me a research or computer operations role, and or a electronic operations of some kind, -4. Best
so
of.
So whatever I'm doing, it's -4.
No. If it's research, I'll let you go for research. If it's computer ops, I'll let you go for that. If it's electronic operations, something else that's not medical, then that's going to take the -4.
Okay. Somehow I got a +13 added to this roll, so I'm fixing that.
That sounds like a good idea. I think that was from your telekinesis other. Very nice. Made by your computer ops by 3.
Ran feels on a biotic incredibly ship. Inadequate. It took him a whole 5 minutes to do this.
Maybe even 10. I mean, it's a little bit... It's a biotics ship, and if you were not on a biotic ship, you would probably have issues finding all this stuff. You can, in fact, get a synthesized thing. A lot of the issue comes from the fact that it wants to distribute the synthesized thing via the med bay, which is where your resident, not quite transformed, Dr. Vadira is.
While it's synthesizing stuff, can I take a moment to meditate? Not that I have fatigue that I want to replenish, but I want to pretend that I had fatigue in this moment. Okay. Is this something to do?
Right. Yes, everyone should possibly take opportunities to meditate if they feel like it. Very Woo! Nice crit success. You've got the hang of it.
I have reached a Zen state. I astral project to hang out with Sen and Intuxa in my own mind. That I'm not actually there. They don't sense me. I just feel like I'm there.
They're your friends. They're over there. You can sense them. You can sense so much. You can sense all of the random hatred coming out here and there from random cranky things on the station. You are one with the universe's hatred, or something like that. And while you hate having to meditate to get rid of fatigue. If anyone else wants to do a meditation, please feel free.
How many fatigue does that replenish?
All of it. It's a crit success.
Yay! It's a shame I didn't not spend more. Not that I spent any. That's a made by three from Intuxa.
Yep.
With a minus two penalty for...
protecting Vadira with that
improvised
ritual. Mm-hmm. Sen, do you have any fatigue you want to try to meditate away?
I don't think Sen can meditate because Sen is doing things.
True. I mean, you could try to sort of talk through meditation techniques and see if that helps any, but, you know.
Imagine a calm pool with a flower floating in the middle of it. Now the flower is on fire. It is a sign of your burning hatred. The calm pool evaporates in the heat of your never-ending rage. You have found your center.
Yeah, that's about right.
Please pay $9.95 to continue.
There's rage for you.
There is one luck point for Ellie. No, I paid $9.95 for the first minute. This is an additional minute. Okay. I have acquired my preventative vape combined with sedative.
It was a bit tricky and involved having either routing it to a different location by trying to convince the computer that the sick bay had been damaged in combat, which it was very dubious about, or else you had to have it pop out have the vape pop out of the sick bay dispensary and quickly yoink it through before horrible reflexes could take over.
Speaking of horrible reflexes, that's a failure on telekinesis other.
That was almost a crit fail.
Almost a crit fail. Pretty much the only way I can fail.
Uh-huh. 665.
So, it's pop it out in the med bay, and I open the door to telekinesis other and close the door real quick, and then I look at my hand, and I'm holding...
coffee cup mug. You grabbed the coffee mug.
I don't think that I synthesized this medicine into what looks to be coffee from 3 days ago. It doesn't agree with that either. It's shaking its head no. I keep forgetting this is a biotic ship. Right. I'll trade you. I fail again. I toss the coffee cup back in, and now I'm holding an ace bandage. Space ace bandage, otherwise known as a space bandage.
Space.
I mean, this is better in that the bandage will not disagree with me. However, could you do me a favor and take the thing that it synthesized and just put it near the door? This is getting to be embarrassing for everyone involved. I know.
Take thing, put, don't break it, don't use it, I'll need another dose in 6 to 8 hours, not now, dose not, what, door, put by door, it's by the door, and I'm going to go sit back here in the corner so you can stop opening and closing the door.
I'm going to attempt to open the door, dim the lights, take the thing, close the door.
If you're not rushing it too much, you can do this thing without rolling.
That is what I do.
You now have the vape thing and a space bandage.
I pocket the space bandage. Who knows? I might need it.
Mm-hmm.
3 sessions from now, the ace bandage saves the entire campaign.
You never know. You never know.
The ship bulkhead is literally held together with a ace bandage wrapped around it tightly using the force. For the last time, I'm sorry. I thought that was an interior wall.
Whoops. You can leave Dr. Vadira to curling up and making a slight nest out of the blankets that are in that room and
printed
go back down.
Novel rough drafts.
No, that's me and you.
I like referencing things that aren't in the recording. Anyway, yes, Ran heads back with a whole bunch of chemicals that he brought up, mm-hmm. only slightly different.
They aren't in a full box mode. It's in a canister, you know, about handheld, that kind of thing. About like a mace, you know, a little squirt thing. It would fit in your purse. If you had a purse.
If you don't have a
purse, you should ask.
But it makes it easy. It's a Macy's. We've talked about this.
I'm making the expression. Tuxa, the elevator works and deposits Aran.
Hello, you may be invisible. I apparently have a thing. Oh, and you've brought spacesuits.
I have. I thought while Sen was guarding the door, I could make myself useful again.
You're always useful. Why, without you, we wouldn't be nearly as fashionable.
This is true.
A lot of things that need zapping would not get it.
Also true. I suppose I am useful. Well,
I'm just losing it at the noblesse oblige that one heard in the sigh of, this is true. Someone has to be fashionable, and the duty falls upon me, heavy. Weighs the crown on my head. Actually, no, not this crown. That doesn't go with my outfit at all. Hold on. Right, so this is an aerosolized version, if I can speak properly in character, of the preventative, and also some sedative mixed in to add a calming effect to the calming effect.
Well, let's see if it works.
Yes. I need a second opinion. My first thought is to be 100% upfront with our friend with what this is intended to do. However, they might not appreciate that. But if it comes as a surprise, they might not appreciate that.
Personally, I would rather subdue an angry whatever these are who knows why we are.
I'm inclined to agree, but didn't want to make a unilateral decision. Okay.
Sen, what do you think?
I think we should tell him. He's a person, and if we're trying to convince him that we're going to treat him like a person, then we can't just not, you know?
Then it's unanimous. Right. Friend, are you with us? Okay. Here's the plan. We have a medication. It's referred to as a preventative, but it also seems to slow the effects that are, for want of a better word, affecting you. It's also, well, anything that helps you hold on is useful. It's also mixed with a sedative because you have a lot of rage in you right now, and that should calm you down some. I am letting you know this because when you are hit with this, I don't want you to think we're trying to trick you. We are not. I have it in a form that will be aerosolized. You'll have to breathe it in. Normally, it's injected. It can be a smaller dose. Am I remembering this correctly? It can be a smaller dose mm-hmm. if it's an injection?
Yeah.
We're using a lot of this to have it be aerosolized, but this way we don't have to stab you with something. I imagine that would go bad for everyone involved. Sure. But you will have to breathe this in for it to work. Knock twice if you are comfortable with this plan.
There's a moment. You have kind of gotten used to having to wait for Dr. Vadira to actually manage to make the words engage. There's a scraping sound down the door, and then there's a knock twice.
Okay. We're going to get this door open, and then after this, We're going to get you out of here. We know some people who might be able to undo this. I mean, by the dark powers, we know someone who used to be an undead bird. It feels really weird to say that. But they did get better.
There's a sound that might be laughter, and you can hear some rustling, but there does not seem to be the sounds of angry, grouchy, horrible.
Oh, you think that's funny? You should hear what sphere we're from. This all started because we were collecting taxes. Right, let's get this door open, shall we? I'm assuming this door is fused shut.
It is fused shut.
I have a feeling that this is not going to stay fused shut.
You are going to have to make it by a sufficient amount that I decide that, yeah, that'll do it.
If this doesn't work, Rand's going to say, right, I loosened it for you, Sen. And bow to the person with currently a saber staff and a lord's lightsaber.
All right, Sen kept that.
Made by 15.
Made by 15. How do you open the door?
Gently. I gently rip it from the foundation and set it over to the side. The foundation remains its perfect door shape.
It goes pop. One moment
while the GM moves the door.
Yes, I do believe that I should, in fact, move the door. I'll just sort of put the door...
I'm having there. Visions of an older movie called Ever After. With Leonardo da Vinci playing the role of the fairy godmother in a remade Cinderella tale.
There, you've moved the door.
Okay.
The former whatever acolyte is crouched, alas, without a training saber, a little bit away from the door, with clawed, spiky arms wrapped around spiky knees and sort of rocking back and forth.
Ran is going to slowly approach. He could use telekinesis other for this. Of course he could. He doesn't.
Aww.
He slowly approaches and holds the vape out. I hate that I'm calling it a vape. Right. Are you ready?
It probably has a little mask.
The nebulizer.
Yes, it's a nebulizer.
Okay.
The
That term was nebulous. Former, so.
Yes. Former acolyte has their little beady eyes squeezed shut and just tips head up. There's, you can see some blood coming out from where they are clutching their legs so tightly, their own claws digging in.
You are incredibly strong-willed to be doing this. I'm proud of you. And I activate the nebulizer.
They breathe in. They breathe in great, big, open-mouthed gulps. And then, after a little bit, slowly fall sideways and don't appear to be entirely unconscious, but are probably not seeing the much of, not paying much attention to what's going on.
They do not fall sideways.
Oh, you catch.
I've got
made by 13. They slump into your telekinetic grasp and are definitely not paying much attention to what's going on. And we've been going for about an hour or so. So we should take a break.
This sounds like a great scene change. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I do try to speed run the groceries as much as I can. So,
okay. We're back and we're going to run the whole game to when we become Darth Lords in the next 5 minutes. Let's go.
No.
One half A press. No.
You, I assume, are going to float a conscious but extremely stoned, transformed acolyte, and presumably the spare training saber, back with you, I assume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be very entertaining going through the elevator, which is small.
Ran goes up with the Rakul.
Okay. other people go up with the spacesuits, presumably.
Yes.
Possibly one ahead and one after, depending. I will just make one more roll just for absolute grins. No, I think that's fine. Okay. Oh, sorry, I had to send it to target. All right. You do not get bitten by your rather pointy, spiky friend. Friend, question mark.
I don't point but the spikes towards me.
It's a little bit difficult. They've got so many spikes all over.
I made the roll by 13. I don't point the spikes towards me. You made the roll by
true.
There is a very narrow margin that I could be standing and not have any spikes pointing at me. I pick that exact one. Why is only his left foot pointing in your direction? Reasons.
You get up there, you hover your friend through, who is probably counting the rivets and thinking, well, they're little tiny beady eyes. They aren't the great big eyes like some cats have where you can look into their pupils and see the tumbleweeds, but you're pretty sure they're tumbleweeds right now.
MR Rakul.
No thoughts. Head empty.
MR not Rakul. OSAR. CDEDBD eyes.
Tumbleweeds.
MR Rakul.
You are on the ship. So, what are you people going to be doing to secure your new traveling companions?
Fill the ship with light jazz.
One of them seems to have taken up residence in sick bay, and hold on, let me look at the schematic of the Fiori.
Well, let me make sure that that's activated. There we go. Activated.
We could probably retrofit the Wait, I'm not going back on this ship, am I?
That's true. You're planning to fly the other one back.
So, like, we can drag my bunk into the cargo bay and, you know.
Yeah. Drag.
Made by 14. Yeah.
That's a kind of drag.
Ran is that person that owns a pickup truck and is always willing to help you move.
Except the pickup truck is telekinesis other.
Yes.
Okay, I have got to pause again and get the groceries.
All right, pausing now. Okay, we are back again. And for the record, Ran rolled a made by 7 to telekinetically put all the groceries away. It's not the best. And some of the larger things are on top of the smaller things inside the freezer. We're just not going to open that door right now.
I wish I could do it with telekinesis. It would make it much simpler if I could pick up the cat, who was very insistent that he thought I had chicken for him and wanted to hit my ankles about it.
I'm concerned exactly. That you talked about picking up the cat after I talked about putting things in the freezer.
I would not put him in the freezer. I would simply hold him out of the way so he cannot try to hit me. And, well, so I could put things up without worrying about stepping on him and having the whole jail for 1,000 years situation going on. So,
I have relocated Sen's bunk.
Okay. We will assume that Sen's bunk is now in the cargo hold.
I put it wherever Sen wanted it to be.
Cargo hold seems like the best option. I don't think we want to lock the poor guy in the engine room. Either engine room.
Putting people in engine rooms is usually not great when they might break things.
Break things.
Yeah. And you probably don't actually want them in the airlock ramp room because there's an airlock there and stuff.
Yeah.
So that does kind of leave either the conference room, which has all Vantux's stuff, or the bunk room, or the cargo bay. You probably don't want them on the bridge either. And you could lock them in the captain's cabin, but...
So we have a rectangle in the cargo hold called I'm Sen's bunk. We have a rectangle in the cargo hold called Rand's MREs for sharing. And we have a rectangle in the cargo hold that represents a flimsy space plastic medical tent thing that's been torn to shreds.
I will update the little icon, which is now the spacesuit, because the spacesuit got left behind. So, and I presume you have a former acolyte there.
Well, that's where we keep our former acolytes. And why do you keep saying indeed. Former?
Well, at the moment, their status of acolyte is somewhat questionable. There are, at this point in time, some interesting, silly little bigoted imperial laws about who gets to be an acolyte. Sen skipped the whole acolyte thing by being grabbed up as an apprentice, basically, and not coming from the Empire. But
sometimes people make exceptions regarding ex-Jedi because reasons. Because they like to steal Jedi.
Mm-hmm. And some Jedi are aliens, as the Empire, in one of its non-great little problem social things, forbids aliens to be acolytes, and they'd like to forbid them to be apprentices, but as said, the whole grabbing ex-Jedi and ex-Padawans happens occasionally. So you can't stop that.
There's still a human in there. This is not a pre-existing condition. It's a workplace hazard. It's not the same thing at all.
For biotics, that's not the worst.
We have a form
argument.
For it. Biotics made us have a form for it. Oddly relevant right now.
Just a tad. Acolyte of dubious status. Possibly with a training saber, even if you put the training saber in with them.
Of course.
Okay. So that's where you've got your more transformed person. You have a Dr. Vadira who is on, has managed to remember how to set an alert and will go and get a new ampule to inject herself with every 6 to 8 hours, and occasionally goes and stares at the clock to see if it's time yet, and if it will go faster if she stares at it. It does not. Where are you headed home first? I mean, it's about a week, as I recall, if you try to hit straight to Dromedaz. Ah, yes.
Do we want to vent the space station?
I think we wanted to blow the space station up.
Well, my desire to blow up space stations is conflicting with my desire to report success.
Venting might be sufficient enough.
Not unless we get rid of the stuff on the virus.
True, we could purge the computers. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, see, my concern here is really bad ideas on the part of Biotic Sith about the definition of bioweapon.
True.
On the other hand, Biotics is our two new friends' best hope. And if we purge everything about the virus, we diminish the chance for an actual cure. I don't like that I'm saying this. But enough people have been sacrificed.
We have the data, don't we? We copied all those logs.
Yeah, we've got the data.
So if we purge the computers, then we're the ones who control who has the information.
Exactly. I just don't want some random biotic Sith getting it and getting it into their heads that it would be a great idea to dump this stuff on Coruscant somehow.
We
tend to agree.
We need to know someone in Biotics who owes us a favor, Rand says, looking directly at the camera.
And now, where would we meet someone like that?
Ren continues whatever to stare
we
at the
do,
camera.
We would probably want to keep them very, very far away from those defense lords we met, who not only think about turning everything into weapons, but have a bone to pick. Well, I leave the decision to you. I merely thought I'd raise the possibility. Whatever you decide to do, I have the... She'll wave her data pad. I have the security controls right here.
I think that we should be the ones who decide where that information goes.
All right. Then I'll start purging. Well, not quite. I'll set the station to vent and then start purging the computers. Or did you mean we should set the self-destruct?
Let's
venting,
do it your way.
Venting, it's probably good enough. I don't want someone trying to say that our master should be on the hook for the cost of a space station.
Very well. You're going to make me make a...
computer ops.
Can I help?
Yes.
Could my success by five I made earlier also help?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I would like to note that can I help was before I saw Antuxo's role.
Therefore, retroactive. We will have some retroactive helping.
Oh, nice.
So, you have never...
I'll tell you what, why don't I let you do it?
Antuxa, you have never blown up a space station by remote before. You may not even have blown up a space station ever, or, you know, vented it. Doing it all by remote on a weird OS, on a technology operating system, is certainly new. Between Ran going, well, why don't you try this menu right here, and it's like, oh yes, that oh right, yes, there it is, and Sin going, it's that selection right there. Sin, why are you like this? Because of crit success, that's why. Yes, you can in fact override the station's normal defenses against being told to vent everything. So it will start lowering the oxygen content of everything by going whee, whistle, 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 packing the oxygen away back into its stores, you know, nice and frugal, and then the computer system will start wiping. And you can feel, Antuxa, the small various lives of the horrible creatures that were on that station fading out like dying stars.
I would very strongly prefer that the oxygen get vented into space.
You can do that. It wants to pack it away, but you can vent everything. You can, in fact, tell it to vent it all. No scrubbers.
Well, the scrubbers didn't seem to help.
True. Either that or a lot of people got bit. It's hard to tell. Vodira doesn't know.
I would much, much rather not take the chance.
Indeed. Yeah. This means that you two are both going to be snoozing with your breathing masks on, huh?
I, at the very least, was not going to take my breathing mask off until I had taken a shower and changed my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to sleep in my breathing mask, too. It's not like Rekkles haven't been on that ship, is it?
Well, there was the dead one they brought, which you will have found in the records if you know... If you go looking, and from what Vodira said, you probably know to look. And the dead one either didn't change them or had a really long delay. And the other one you found expired before being able to get in. So actually, despite the fact that it probably smells like a half dozen acolytes spent a couple weeks in it, minimum, it may not be that contaminated.
Oh, huh. Still. Better safe than sorry.
Fair enough. So, are you going straight back once you've left the station floating silent and airless? Or are you going straight back to Drummondkos? Are you going to stop it anywhere along the way? Or just,
are
you
there
know?
Closer planets where we could pick up more of the chemicals we need?
Probably.
I vote we stop there.
All right.
Since we've got two people who need doses, and yeah.
Also, we can pick up more MREs. I'm running low.
The silence is me cracking up.
Look, I wasn't expecting to have two additional passengers who are really into them. And by into them, I mean one of them seems to have burrowed into the pile and made a nest. There was a bunk right there, but... Oh,
well, actually, the bunk is now underneath all of the MREs that they've burrowed into. It got dragged around. It's been combined. Antux has made an accounting success by 6. Very nice. Almost a crit there.
Yes. Well, I was thinking we want to stop and get MREs and chemical supplies. And I thought, well, many people, when they trade things like MREs and chemical supplies, want money. And then I thought, why, I know a great many dead people who aren't using their accounts anymore.
Some of their accounts are legally going to go to their heirs, but it is quite true that some of them can probably be scrounged, especially the ones from the Lord, because the Lord jumped spheres.
Any of our listeners was wondering if we actually were Sith.
I keep telling you, I'm the bad guy. I just do it in alternate means.
You can certainly acquire finances. Oh, hey, you know, you don't even have to charge it to the dead people. There's a Tech Darth who was running all of this. That's this, and you know, that's where all of the station stuff was being budgeted out of. You have the codes to call upon that account.
Oh, well, they're the reason we're stopping.
We can raid the station budget.
Yes. I mean, you're taking care of station personnel, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then I can make sure all of these accounts go to next of kin, even if it means staying up all night doing research.
You're getting that dreamy look in your eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Just so you don't get lost in black space, can I get Sen to do a couple of appropriate roles to navigate back to civilization? One of them is going to be at a +3. That's your ship. You're just going to be doing better.
You want, what do you want?
Piloting okay. Or nav, whatever you got.
One of them will be at +3 because that is my ship now. I have bonded with it.
Yes. Yes. I'm just going to give you a +3 to the things with that ship.
I'm just right because of somewhere. That critical success, I'm just imagining the station tagging along behind.
No. Stay. Stay.
Made by 10 for your ship. And a made by 5 for the other one. Okay, you get back to civilization safely. I do not have to come up with a what happens if you pop out of hyperspace in front of a Republic fleet. Okay, good.
I would be real surprised if we found a Republic fleet here.
Well, if you'd failed too much, you might not have been where you thought when you popped out. You know, it's like, oh no, it's Coruscant. Whoops. You thought something was wrong with that hyperlane. That might be a problem. You pop out, you can get the MREs, you can get the chemicals you need. After all, you're in a biotics ship. No one asks any questions. They all assume you're biotics apprentices, they assume Antux is a biotics lord if they see her. I assume you're not going to offload your people here.
No.
Your passing. Okay. Back to Dromenkos. All of the airspace things, are you landing, staying in orbit? Just
I think for right now, until it's decontaminated, this ship probably ought to stay in orbit.
This, too, is not questioned from a ship that came from a biotics requisition. Sen, are you staying in orbit or landing?
I'm staying in orbit and trying to figure out the paperwork to claim this ship as, like, salvage? Rightful spoils of combat? Technically, the combat was with Womp Rats and stuff, but...
I mean, you did fight a acolyte, who's now a former acolyte.
Rand filled a bureaucracy role by 3. Rand is not helping with this. Rand might think he's helping by sending a few forms Sen's way. They are the wrong forms.
Sen, failed by 2. These seem like perfectly reasonable forms.
Sen is getting embroiled in paperwork issues that Intuxa has to rescue them from.
Made by 6.
May I give you a hand, dear?
I appreciate that.
And Tux's role is high enough that it's higher than our combined failures.
Yes, yes it is. And Tuxa is saving the day with the paperwork. It's like, obviously, yeah, and Tuxa, they were trying to use the forms that are for when you get a ship away from the Republic. And that one seems to be by combat with Jedi.
Ah. No, see, you don't want Form 1701-R. You want Form 1701-IS.
Oh.
They are identical. Just one has an IS in the corner.
Imperial ship, yeah.
I was thinking Inter-Sith, but...
Inter-Sith, that works better, yes. Inter-Sith.
The only difference is what file it's put into.
See? It's all very... Yes. The paperwork is going to go through once Intuxa actually gets hold of it. And it's late, but do we want to do any bit of denouement, or do we want to finish the denouement next time and go on to whatever else we're doing?
I'm okay with doing it now.
It's not called delaterment.
Well, a delay is when it happens later. You know, a delater.
Personally, I prefer the curiously strong mint, but...
Now I'm trying to think of a portmanteau between Altoid and Intuxa.
I assume that you are going to be talking to Lord Zelday.
Yeah, let's call Lord Zelday.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
You can? Mm-hmm. After a few bing-bings and a please hold, the Lord is busy and we'll get to you soon, the Lord in question does in fact pop up his little holo and goes, ah, apprentices! Right, yes. Sorry, I just got in. I was with my granddaughter. We had a lovely luncheon. Your parents are delightful. Have I mentioned that? Yes, how'd it go?
We found horrible things, my lord.
Can you narrow that down a little?
Do you want the report over the comm? And if the answer to that is no, we have some people who need to not contaminate the air.
Right! You need to dock at the biotic station. The biotics containment station. Got it. Here, I'll send the proper codes for you, and yes.
Yes, my lord, and there's some stuff that we should show you specifically, I think.
Just let me change out of the robe that has some ice cream spills on it, and I will be right up.
Also, could we get decon for this other ship?
There's another ship? Oh yes.
Oh, yes, Sen made a friend.
That's a rather technology thing to, or if it's a ship. It's not a biological ship, is it?
Not that I'm aware of. It just likes them.
Decon. Okay. Tech. So, didn't think you were. Yeah, it happens. Yes. Okay. Two ships. One decon. One. Okay. Yes. Here's the codes. There are signs of someone typing on a computer, but, you know, the computer doesn't show the way the holos are. And yes, you get codes.
Okay.
Codes happen. They are... It's a small station that's mostly droids. And one person who is in a... Such a decon vac suit that honestly you can't tell their species, their gender, and you're not even quite sure of their height. They can't be taller than this, but they might be shorter inside it.
It turns out the whole suit is remote controlled from the surface.
It Uthini. Could be.
Yes! Yes! This whole station is rigged to blow.
Droids start going in. First, droids on the outside are spraying, you know, the outside of your ship with some kind of decontamination goo. And more droids are requesting admittance. I assume that Sen is going to provide it.
Uh-huh.
They're decontamination rooms on, you know, it's like there's your airlock, there's your decontamination room. You're supposed to, you know, strip down and put on something different afterwards, et cetera, you know, how it goes. And Lord Zelda is arriving as many of these things happen, and you basically hear from the other side of the decontamination room, I don't know how much Antux and Ran are stalling. Yes, I'm in my decontamination suit. I know, yes, I'm in the suit. Yes, it's the expendable suit. Let me through. You get the clomp, clomp, clomp of someone in a very generic suit coming through with Zelda's face in the faceplate. Wave, wave, wave. Will this be sufficient if I come in, or do you need me to peel me out?
I think that would be fine.
Okay,
no,
good,
we've survived with a breath mask. On the other hand, this is my third outfit change today, and Ren will tell you that's cutting it back quite a bit.
Blink, blink, blink. And a good outfit it is. Very tasteful, very tasteful.
I assume that I've, like, connected the airlocks together.
You probably docked and came out and... Yeah. Went around the ring for, you know, you can plonk in there. I will put a Zelda plonk. That's the icon I have. So, there's a Zelda in the airlock there. The droids... have you been installing the droids coming in yet? Or are they flowing around with little Roombas going scrubby, scrubby, scrubby?
I don't think... it would not occur to me to stall the droids.
Okay,
you have droids. As long as we can get into that is not droided.
Yeah, fair.
You can probably find a room that is not droided, and I presume you have locked the doors so the droids can't get into the cargo hold or the med bay.
Yeah.
I'll just put little locks on those. There.
Actually,
why don't we just take them into the conference room?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. That's I put up point. A little a little cardboard wall that's about 6 inches tall, and the little vacuum Roombas can't get through that. They bounce off of it.
Everybody goes to the conference room. Actually, he's going clomp, clomp, because he's in the clomp, big clompy suit.
Oh, yeah.
Clomp, 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 clomp.
Ran clomps out of solidarity.
Clompity, clompity, clompity. He parks himself at the conference table. He is not sitting down, but he does tap something on the suit, which it sort of quasi-sits and then holds.
Oh.
One of those things that has a built-in chair.
Yes. Yes, it has a built-in chair, apparently.
Fair enough.
The
briefest possible version is that we encountered a pathogen and we're not sure whether it's airborne.
That's always a good thing to be cautious of.
The next briefest part is, and also we're not sure that some twit might not try to use it as a bioweapon, my lord, so we figured it should go to someone sensible. The information. We didn't bring samples or anything. I mean, except the samples and the people who we rescued.
There is that.
You managed to rescue people.
Two.
Oh, yes. Dr. The player has forgotten her name again.
Begins with a V.
Vodera.
Dr. Vodera.
Would we have...
She has...
You go.
I am deliberately not interrupting.
I realized I was interrupting.
She...
And I stopped.
Dr. Vodera has quite a bit of information about the pathogen, although she has herself been infected. And we also have another infectee in the cargo hold, who is quite a bit farther along. We've been holding it at bay with injections of Dr. Vodera's design. And I have a fair idea that they're working, but mostly because Dr. Vodera very, very badly does not want to, well, become a mindless, ravening monster. I know it's the dream of all biotics apprentices, but...
He snickers.
Oh, not all of us. Some of us just want to create ravening monsters. I don't want to create ravening monsters. Oh, ravening monsters are much more trouble than they're worth, and they tend to eat the apprentices who create them.
Exactly. As I recall, you were trying to create pets.
Exactly! Not ravening monsters, but like bodyguards, defense creatures. And all right, well, the military will take them and make them into attack beasts, but can't have everything.
These are not those. These are destroy a world.
People, you say. There's some people in offense who'd like to destroy worlds, but...
Yes, exactly. That's why we didn't leave the information in the station.
Good choice. There's people in the Republic who'd like to destroy worlds, I'm sure, when whatever it is, we don't need it loose on Dromon Kaas.
Oh, that's a good question, Ren. Would we have been able to find the Acolyte's name, Beth?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, I thought you were...
Yeah. Well, it was asking character. Ram would have spent some time trying to find the Acolyte's name in records.
Brought me a research, and the answer is almost certainly yes, but if you crit fail, it's going to be funny. Made your research
made by one.
By one.
So I find a list of Acolytes that could possibly be the case, and I show the list to our friend and say, which one of these is you?
The Acolytes. Where's my little list of the Acolytes? Come here, my Acolytes.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay, a three-syllable name. They're all three-syllable names.
There are... Let's see. Where's my...
First syllable sounds like a low growl. Okay, that rules out one of them. The rest of these could be interpreted that way.
Mm-hmm. There were five Acolytes. Their names were Deon, Sanglef, Nori, Juya, and Drotas. And I will copy those.
So a three-syllable name. None of those are three-syllable names.
Perhaps it's a different dialect.
A secret sixth Acolyte.
Those are the ones that you found. Nori and Julia were female.
Okay.
They're listed as having she, her pronouns.
I mean, we could easily have just talked to the Acolyte until we could identify the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having a list to have the Acolyte point at would be more helpful
than
charades.
It took a while, but you think that the surviving one is Julia.
Ah, well, good for her.
Acolyte, you say. And yes, eventually he's going to ask what it does. You know, what does this thing do? It's staving off the effects. You know, does it kill people?
The virus? So, my lord, it seems like they got I think Antuxus said it was a Tauresian alchemical plague or something like that. Also they were trying to figure out how to make things more force sensitive, and somehow either those like combined or a bunch of stuff got both, and we fought telekinetic zombie womp rats.
Link.
Well, not
Link.
The zombie part. Telekinetic womp rats that made zombies.
No, I mean, they kind of also were zombies, I think.
Kind of, sort of. They didn't look like normal. They'd been going, turning spiky and grayish. Telekinetic womp.
Also, Invisible Sleen, and you know, I don't think I know what the monkey lizards did.
They laughed
you do.
A lot.
They tried to drain you. They tried to drain you of your vital energies, the way you can do with your own healing.
Oh, well, that was rude of them.
Yes, you were annoyed by that. I remember that.
Vampiric monkey lizards.
Fascinating.
Their corpses should still be on the station. The air, somewhat less so.
On the one hand, somewhat tragic. On the other hand, yes, good idea. Very good idea. Right. I will have to go through this and see how much I tell my Darth. Yes, that.
Indeed.
But we need to try to fix, or at least stop any further progression, huh? Must be.
Yes, Dr. Vodira, I think, has... We mostly were limited by lack of access to resources.
And presumably lack of access to trained biotics people.
Well, Dr. Vodira seems very skilled, but nowhere near your level, I'm sure.
Also, plus she's nowhere near her level.
That's yes. Also true.
Well. All right, I'm going to have to work through all of this. Are they going to be amenable to transport, and do they want transport in stasis or carbonite?
They are there enough for us to ask them ourselves.
Indeed.
All right. Probably best if you ask them. I'm a stranger. And if it's
very well
breaking their minds.
That their minds haven't broken is a testament to their strength.
Yes, but our minds are also, they can be very fragile if things start getting into them.
I'll take Dr. Vodira. Ran, why don't you take our friend Julia? You seem to have a rapport. Is that all right?
No time like the present. So our options are carbonate stasis, and what other options?
Carbonite, which is basically a form of stasis. Some other more biological stasis, sedation, and floating in stasis stuff. Yeah. There's technological, there's carbonite, and
really big ice cream maker.
Yeah.
No. No.
Carbonite's riskier, isn't than a lot of them, isn't it?
It can be, yes. It's also probably better at pausing the effects of it to some extent. But, you know, it's kind of tricky.
Yes. But you can administer more through it, and you might be able to with other kinds.
Definitely. If they're volatile, I'm going to recommend that the third option is sedation and a suitable hospital. All right, it's a cell, but you don't have to call it that.
Well, we've done the sedation thing.
All right. Well, if the sedation will work, then that's certainly feasible, and we can run an IV of the Yeah, we can run an IV of the thing that you've been using to try to counteract the progression.
Very well.
I might be able to reverse some of it, but it's going to be an absolute mess.
You, if you come in here, I will disassemble you myself.
Ran steps away from the door when Antuxa says this.
Droid runs away.
Ran then acts like he did not assume Antuxa was talking to him.
Give me a suitable diplomacy role or other fast talk influence skill.
Question. Ran isn't trying to convince them of any one particular path. He honestly wants them to pick their own, with the information that Ran is able to provide.
Yeah, I don't think I'm trying to do any convincing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Give me a role that is suitable for conveying information to people whose minds are not what they were.
Diplomacy?
Diplomacy. Yes, presenting things in a diplomatic fashion is certainly a useful...
Made by three.
Made it. Nice. The result that Rand gets is, to a certain extent, a very fatalistic, not particularly caring, just sort of, you know, lies down on the floor and looks as pathetic as a tall, spiky, muscled, clawed creature can look, holding the training saber, something like a teddy bear.
Oh.
You've made it this far. You can do this. You still have some agency. You still have choice because you are still there.
Julia rolls over onto presumably her back and just sort of looks at Ran upside down and very thoughtfully and slowly just sort of waves one clawed hand in a sort of negligent whatever fashion.
Well, I believe you can do this, and I'm not going to give up on you.
The expression is unreadable. Cut to Antuxa. Antuxa, made a savoir faire high society.
With a penalty, I think, because this isn't exactly high society.
True, but it's presenting this in a way that is, you know, hopefully reasonable. Dr. Vadira is somewhere between slightly, oh, they're just going to take me apart for research, but then, well, just so long as I'm sedated, I suppose I don't care. Now, do I? After all, my brain is still slowly going. I can feel it. This is terrible. I can feel it. She doesn't particularly care, but sedation and an IV of the stuff seems like the quickest and the quickest way to get her into a better facility.
All right. I'll let Biotics know.
Lovely. Biotics. I hope they don't think that I'm a traitor to it. It was just a job. I just followed the Lord. That's what I remember that. You know how it goes.
Of course I do.
You leave her moaning things about I was a genius once. Going back there. Beep. Zeldaya has been sort of clomping around thoughtfully and reading the things. And, all right, what do I order for the...
Dr. Vadira would prefer to be sedated. She would also prefer to not be chopped up for spare parts. But then again, I don't recommend it myself. So...
No. If we can fix her, this is... I was scanning the information. It's very clever information. If we can fix her and find out what went wrong, then she'd be quite the asset.
She would very much like you to know that she was coerced into following her lord and did not mean to betray Biotics.
Well, I know how it goes.
Indeed. Could
wish that she hadn't, but I'm not going to complain about it very hard. For all we know, there was some bit of waves a hand vaguely, like, you know, the mind trick hand wave. Not actually, but you know how that goes. Right.
If wishes were Dathomir and hyper horses, we'd all be flying. But
do you think my granddaughter would like one of those? A flying horse.
I think any granddaughter would like one of those.
Wonder if I can make a flying horse.
My little Dathomir, my little Dathomir.
First I have to try to fix the people. Mocha would want that way. She's the sweetest child
I'm glad we found her.
So glad you found her. She's clever, smart. Who knows? She'll go far. I know she'll go far. Breakthrough or no, she'll go far. All right. I've ordered
these.
She
has a bright future. Pardon the expression.
Shiningly bright. Glorious star. No going Nova, though. We're not going to do the Nova part. So, all right, I've called for sedation. Yes, you there, young fellow. The other one?
Yeah. Julia is a bit more fatalistic about their expectations. they seem noncommittal on which option would be best for them. I leave it to the experts, which, at this point, the one with the most experience happens to be the good doctor, who has asked for sedation.
Do you think that we can get Julia sedated safely?
I believe so.
All right, let's go with that then.
Especially if I'm there.
Excellent.
Rand does not say, I have telekinesis 23, I can sedate anyone, just give me the syringe. He doesn't say that.
But he is thinking it. Since it's 10 o'clock, I will go through that. Yes, you can get people sedated. It does take Rand actually going and doing a certain amount of the sedation, inhale this, and then it's like, okay, other people can get an IV flowing and people completely conking out. Zelda is bringing some of his people and other little clompy things as well as droids to bring people out and smuggle them to a safe location on the surface. But, well, hey, it's safe, right? Right. There's a certain amount of the, well, at least it might not be airborne because they aren't detecting a noticeable amount of gunk in the filters that are hooked up. So hopefully it's only fluid-based.
Oh, good. Still, I think I'm going to take a nice long shower once I get back to somewhere that doesn't have a limited water supply.
Well, first you here. There's the showers on the station. They're a bit goopy, but they wash off, of course. And then, yes, then you take more showers. I know how that goes. All right. Your luggage is going to need a decontamination pass as well, if you don't mind. Can you hand off what you can to the droids, and what you can't hand off, I'll sort it through.
Do you have a delicates cycle?
I'll ask the droids. We don't usually wear delicates.
No, I mean, I have physical books.
Oh, wow. Can we box them up and, if it's not airborne and no one's been drooling on the books, they're probably going to be fine. Let's box them up and I'll do some swabs on them and we'll make sure that they don't come back positive. Might take a day or so.
All right. I can do without them for a day.
Right. I just want to get a start on trying to engineer something that'll do a better job of keeping them at least in state they're in. Well, Teresian plagues. Everything will go as it goes. And what's that bit that got... Yes. And took some may discreetly make it look like the tech station's tech lord was much more of a spendthrift than they actually were. Never hurts to have a little extra padding in the old coded Celestian investment accounts.
Indeed.
That had to go in. Shall we?
And before, delving too deep into Intux's books could get you possessed by a dark power. Now, it's mostly the same, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. I suppose we shall wrap all of this up where eventually you get released from decontamination and the ship is definitely registered to Sen, and this will get rubber stamped by Darth Chardonnay, because, I mean, it's a ship. Come on. You know, he's a Darth. If a ship falls into your lap, you make the paperwork so you keep it, obviously. Sen is doing the right thing, and he's so proud. Is there anything that anyone wants to wrap up with before we go on to the final outro?
Oh, before you send anybody out there, there's also a developing force ghost in a shuttle somewhere in that region of space. So if you find a shuttle with a particular, just floating there with a particularly dark aura, it's got a very angry acolyte in it.
Oh, don't forget the one on the command center. We left him in a chair.
Yes, I thought you left. Yeah, you left the acolyte in the chair. There's the lord who was on in the.
Oh, that's right. That's the lord shuttle. That's in the shuttle.
Yep.
Additionally, we had talked.
I was just going to say we had talked about putting the
Yes.
Acolyte of Rachel.
I think you left them there, though.
The Lord Saber is going to get returned to whoever might be in charge of retrieving a shuttle full of ghosts and putting the contents in a tomb.
That will probably have... Lord Zelda will have to figure out how to talk to someone, probably from knowledge, because mysteries might know how to do it as well, but it's always such a nuisance dealing with them. They're so mysterious.
If only I knew someone from ancient knowledge.
Well, yes, he was thinking of talking to Antux's parents. He's gotten to talk with them over the past few days, after all, and, you know.
Oh, did they show you the skull?
He's heard about it.
I love showing off that skull.
He hasn't seen it yet, but he's going to be taking... They're going to have a dinner party at some point, so, you know. I see that Crash types, Rand's luggage is all replaceable, change it as soon as you can to clean clothes, authorizes the incineration of everything else. And then, oops, all force ghosts.
It's force ghosts all the way down into the gravity
well.
Which is quite some distance.
And your luggage is... Antux's luggage is irreplaceable, and she will hand decontaminate every item in it if she needs to.
With a space toothbrush.
Yes.
Amazingly, Biotics decontamination protocols, while they are clearly the sort of droids that would really prefer that you had disposable... Why did you... fine. No, they're used to it. People bring irreplaceable things that need decontamination all the time. And the droids scold them for it because, well, Biotics. But it can be done. Some of it does, in fact, need to be done with a toothbrush, but, you know. So, on that note, we shall pull back for a nice, peaceful image of ships slowly moving about and the stations in orbit and the stars behind Dromenkos, the picturesque lightning from the clouds over Dromenkos, you know, the usual, and fade out on this arc. So everybody gets 5 points.
Bum, 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 bum.
Are you sure it shouldn't be the Imperial March?
Captain? Captain, there's a strange vessel that just showed up. And the person piloting it says it's their ship. I don't know why they're insisting this. Clearly, it doesn't belong to us.
I'm not going to do that crossover tonight. Good night, everyone. No, wait, we have to do the outro. 5 points.
But wouldn't
I
we...
Beth, I've been...
All right, wouldn't we have we're to finished. Know... Now you may go in.
I'm Beth. This has been entertaining with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And I'm just going... They make me plug my own stuff, so go to ElizabethMcCoy.com and check out all of the links there. And if they're broken, then just go and use the Smashwords one, because that shouldn't be broken. And that's a good one. You should be able to load the files onto anything. And does anyone have anything else they'd like to plug? Crash, I think
USB-C.
That's you. Yeah.
USB-C is good. I like USB-C. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to plug the fact that I now have Telekinesis Other 24. Fear me. Also, one unspent point.
Ooh.
And you're going to hear more shenaniganery. Remember, you can shenan once. If you do it again, then, and you enjoy it, you might like listening to our other podcasts, which you can find at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. That is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And you can become a Patreon patron at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, All right, and that, that's clever. That's, what happened, though? This is, nothing should have happened with this set, and nothing should have happened with that set. How did they combine them back into a, acolytes. I bet it was the acolytes. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Now, I have not eaten anything but MREs for 4 months, so anybody between me and the craft services table is going to get eaten.
Run for your lives!